It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. Germans are trying to restore confidence in the European currency, the euro. That's why German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced budget cuts. By spending 85 billion fewer euros, she hopes to set an example for a continent where many governments are in financial trouble. NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports from Berlin.
Cuts include trimming welfare allowances for jobless parents, eliminating 10,000 civil service jobs over 4 years, and reducing the military, among other measures. German trade unions and members of the political opposition called cuts to the welfare system unjust and short-sighted. Meantime, some economists call the $85 billion over 4 years too modest to make a real impact, while other economists, including Philipp Engler of Berlin's Free University, say the cuts risk stifling growth and driving down prices during a fragile recovery.
I think it is a real fear because the problem in Europe is that inflation is already extremely low. And if now European governments all start at the same time to cut their spending, then this will certainly exert deflationary pressure. Nobody really knows what markets really want or what they need and how they react to this signal or that signal. It's all guessing.
Engler would have liked a more balanced plan of cuts and strong measures to boost demand and spending, an approach shared by U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, who said over the weekend that European countries, especially Germany, should do more to encourage stronger domestic growth. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.